Hello, good evening, and welcome to Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, we've plenty to get through on tonight's programme. Coming up, we'll look at Farm Safety Week, badger TB vaccination trials, and animal health in border regions after Brexit. But first, there's a new sheep payment scheme in the pipeline. I've been speaking with Fianna Fáil Senator Brian O'Donnell, who has spoken on the subject in the Shannon this week.
It's a scheme that forms part of the programme for government with an allocation of €25 million to be ring-fenced in Budget 2017, which will be announced in October's budget. The scheme will provide much-valued assistance to sheep farmers who have been struggling over the last number of years, particularly at this time of year with sales prices fluctuating and the cost associated with production increasing and volatility in those markets with the live shipping and so on. So the sheep sector, some would argue, has been neglected within agriculture over the last number of years, but this is a very welcome development. However, the funding will need the approval of the European Commission, and that is being sought at the moment, and that's why I raised the matter with the Minister for Agriculture in the Shannon this week.
And is it a case of replacing something that we've had in the past, or is this a new departure?
Yes, this is an additional measure. It's going to be funded from the Rural Development Programme, which is the Pillar 2 of the Common Agricultural Policy. So therefore, because it's a new measure, the approval of the Commission is required, and those negotiations, an initial meeting has taken place between Department officials and European Commission officials, and that'll be teased out over the remainder of the summer. But I also want to see the scheme being less bureaucratic than some of the other schemes. There's no point in introducing a new payment scheme to farmers if it means more form filling and a bureaucratic exercise. What's required here is a very simplified scheme that's non-bureaucratic, that's effective at the point of contact with farmers. And I was teasing that out with the with Minister of State Andrew Doyle in the Senate this week, and I did call upon him to ensure that all farm organisations, including the Hill Sheep Farmers Organisation, are consulted and met with, because there's no point in providing a scheme that only provides assistance to some sheep farmers and not to all of the sheep farmers. Sheep farming in Ireland supports about 34,000 farm families. Many of those are in Donegal because there's a large number of sheep farmers across County Donegal, and it's important that not only in Donegal but right along the western seaboard that all of those sheep farmers are supported under this new scheme.
So a little bit of time to go yet. If the boxes are all ticked and we get the approval from Brussels, how soon could we actually see the money filtering right through down to the grassroots here in Donegal?
Well, I would anticipate that the payment will be available for next year, 2017, so that it will form part of the package of payments available to farmers for the calendar year, January to December 2017. So therefore, farmers can expect to be paid next year, depending on when the rollout of payments will take place. But the important aspect of that is to ensure that it's included in the Department of Agriculture vote, which forms part of the overall budget measure in October of this year. So in order for that to happen, the negotiations in Europe must be concluded, and all of the consultations at home with the farming organisations must have taken place as well, in order for the finance minister to announce it in the budget this year. And that's why it's so important that work is not delayed in any way, and that the minister proceeds in conjunction with his officials to have that work done as early as possible. And I'm confident from the response received this week that a lot of that work is in train, and that there is a solemn commitment there to ensure that the announcement takes place in October, which we all very much welcome, but we will monitor it closely in the coming weeks.
And finally, Fianna Fáil Senator Brian O'Donnell, will there be a cap on it for individual farmers? What can we expect to see per farmer coming through?
Well, there's a number of ways that the scheme could operate. One option is that it would be a flat rate payment. Some farmer organisations are proposing that and would support that. That would be, in terms of administration, probably the easiest way to administer the scheme, because there's no point in having a 25 million euro scheme and it costing 1 or 2 million to administer. We have to make sure that whatever the scheme is, that it's very simple and that the money goes to the farmer, not tied up in administration. So that would be one option. Another option would be to target the scheme to certain farmers, for example, either hill farmers or low farmers. But I think that given the population of sheep in the country, and interesting that there is more sheep in the country than citizens, so it's important that all farmers would benefit from the scheme, in my view, particularly those that are farming in more disadvantaged areas. And there are many farmers in Donegal who are farming in disadvantaged or hill-type land. It's important that they are they're the first port of call from the perspective of this new scheme. I would hope that the scheme, if the template is perfected properly, that it would be, there will be additional monies made available then afterwards. But there's no point in having a scheme that isn't user-friendly, farmer-friendly, because if you don't get the template right from the outset, it's very difficult then to roll out additional monies under a scheme that maybe isn't designed properly from the get-go.
Senator Brian O'Donnell there. During the week, there were reports about a Badger TB vaccine trial that could bring an end to the culling of what is a protected species. To discuss matters further, I've been speaking with Bert Stewart, the IFA Ulster North Leinster Regional Chairman and Chair of the IFA Animal Health Project Team.
Yeah, good evening, Chris. There has been a significant fall in TB or actors in the country from the wildlife program was put in place in the early 2000s. Until now, the level of reactors have halved from over 35,000 to around 15,000 now. So look, the program that is there is working, I suppose. Currently, there's 30% of the land area captured every year where there is a disease breakdown, and quite a number of disease badges removed. There is a vaccine trial going on currently in five different counties. Look, it's in the early stages yet. I know some of us in the third year of the programme, some in the fourth year. Preliminary results look good. I suppose we have to say they look good, and we've met the department a number of times on it. And I would say it seems to be working. It's too early yet to run out a national programme on it. I suppose what's crucial is areas that there's still a disease breakdown in, there will still be badgers captured in at the minute, as well as vaccination trials in these areas. And look, we'll hear from the department, it's not sustainable going forward, capturing badgers every year, continuing to capture badgers. So that's why the vaccination trial was put in place. And look, as I say, it looks good. It's too early to say yet, but it looks good. It's been completed in a couple of counties, and we will see figures in, official figures in the near future, and we'll see where we go from there. But I suppose we probably are a long bit yet from running out a national programme of vaccination and badgers, so we'll see how the disease level in bovines is after this.
And moving on to something not totally unrelated, deer management has been a big issue in counties like Wicklow and Donegal. Any progress on that front?
Yeah, well, we're actually to meet the department next week on that. We need the department to take control of a deer program, a cull in a number of areas, particular hotspot areas, I suppose, Wicklow, and you mentioned Donegal as well. Wicklow is particularly bad. There were 103 deers removed in a Department of Agriculture-led study, and out of those 103 deers, there was 16% of them had TB infection found in them. So look, that's something that can't be ignored, 16% of wild deer roaming among livestock, which obviously they spread the infection to the livestock, and a number of farmers in a couple of particular areas in Wicklow have actually gone out of business because of the disease, and no fault of their own. There's no control on the deer. I suppose the figure that I would have heard in Wicklow is that You know, there's 13,000 deer culled in Wicklow every year, yet the numbers continue to grow. They have no natural predator, and the silky deer usually breed two calves every year, so numbers are continuing to rise, even though there's that huge amount of deer you would think taken out every year, numbers are still growing. So in these particular areas, it needs to be dealt with. And look, we'll be calling on the Department of Agriculture to lead this in with programs similar to the wildlife program that they have had for the badgers, which has been so successful and has been proven to be so successful over the last number of years. So we will be calling on the Department of Agriculture to lead the charge on that, because it's crucial in these areas, pilot project in these areas, and then roll it out nationally if we see it's successful there.
And finally, and briefly, Bert Stewart, the whole area of animal health with Brexit, the implications from a cross-border point of view, as we've been hearing in many other areas, it's a case of uncharted waters.
Absolutely uncharted waters. And look, at being from a border county, we know how easily animals can be moved from one side of the border to the other at the minute. They just have to get a veterinary certificate and for direct slaughter. Look, it's a huge issue going forward if we end up with Northern Ireland outside the single market. It's really the same as trading to a country outside Europe. So there'll be all sorts of restrictions. Look, we don't know where it's going to fall yet. Look, hopefully we won't get that far, but we're in uncharted waters, as you say, Chris, and it's... Look, we have a number of programs. There's a BVD program running both north and south of the border, two modelled, very similar. And there's talk about an IBR program, Yoni's programs. You know, borders don't stop these diseases from travelling, so we need an all-island approach to these diseases. And look, it'll be unfortunate if that does fall down.
Bert Stewart of the IFA. This is Farm Safety Week, and there are a number of initiatives to promote the message to the farming community. I've been speaking with Maura Canning, IFA Farm Family Committee Chairperson.
This is the fourth annual Farm Safety Week, and we're a joint initiative with the UK and ourselves, and as the Irish Farmers Association, we lead up the campaign, and this is the week. And ultimately, the reason is to cut down on the number of farm accidents, and the message that we have is who would fill your boots. And I suppose that's a question that many would consider, you know, and when it puts it in someone's mind, you know, it makes a real impact. So there's five daily teams, and we started this week with Monday, we had falls, Tuesday we had machinery, today we have livestock, then to transport, and on Friday we do children on farms. And it's just creating an awareness of each day, you know, of each thing. And you know, there's another side to the message as well, and it's, you know, in the case of a farm accident, you know, farmers need to be healthy at work as well, and farm business, and you know, farm incomes depend on farmers to be fit and healthy. So, you know, we cannot afford to lose lives, and it is a busy job, and, you know, especially at certain times of the year, and especially now it is busy. So, you know, when you're doing the job and maybe take time out to plan ahead, be organised and figure out the minimum risks there is when you're going about the job, whatever it would be on the daily basis, whether it be a slurry or doing round bales at the minute or cutting corn, etc.
Yeah, and I suppose one of the things that happens often is that people might take a little shortcut, or they're under pressure or time's against them, and that's often when accidents can happen.
Yeah, well, you know, that's because I suppose with the weather change, it'll be lovely for a couple of days, and then it may rain for a week, so then it's back to the rushing again. And that's why what we're about is to try and promote that, you know, that they don't rush and try and decide on what they're going to do and think in their head, take time out before they start the job, even with the machinery, especially to do the checks on the tractor, you know, that kind of thing, initial checks, you know, the general condition of it and brakes and that kind of thing. Especially, you know, we're doing the transport one there on Thursday, and that's like transporter bales and all that kind of thing. So trailers need to be checked to make sure that they're in good working order, you know, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and the IFA, I know on the IFA website, there are links to a couple of YouTube videos, and they're very powerful in the message. I mean, they really do bring it home to people about just how an accident not only can it impact on the farmer, and some people have lost their lives, but the whole knock-on effects for the family left behind.
Yes, that's right. Our website is www.ifa.ie, and we have a special farm safety website there now with all the survivor stories and the survivor videos. But there's one particular DVD we've done there in the last number of weeks, and it was done up in a farm at Cavan. It's an initiative we've done there, and it's actually gone out to all the national schools a few weeks back there. It's called Once Upon a Farm, and it's a 7-minute clip, and it actually goes through the themes that I spoke about earlier on. It's very effective, 7-minute clip. Even if you Google Once Upon a Farm, it will actually come up on the clip and you can watch it. It's basically what it is. It's a family-orientated 7-minute thing. One of the kids had a birthday, and then it relates to the different accidents that can happen on the farm, be it going out to see the bull in the field, or going out to the yard and maybe the slurry lagoon is open, or various things like that. So it's a very, very good 7-minute clip, and it's called Once Upon a Farm. And it's done in connection with the Irish Farmers Association, ESB, and AgriAware and FPD.
Now, maybe just changing tack slightly, and another disturbing fact out there. Irish farmers are almost 7 times more likely to die from cardiovascular disease. That's mainly heart disease and strokes, than the lowest risk occupational group, which apparently is salaried employees. Now, this stems from recent research, and again, the IFA have been very active in this regard, and along with the Irish Heart Foundation, organising health checks around the country. And we've heard it all before, you know, sometimes people just, it's one of these things you put on the long finger, farmers say, oh, I must go and get a health checkup, but maybe never do, and there could be something underlying.
Yes, in the last year or so, we've linked up with the Irish Heart Foundation because they've always had their nurses doing health checks in the various marts, but we just felt maybe it was another way of putting the awareness to the farmers and the members on the ground for us. So we've supported the Irish Heart Foundation in the last year, and they've actually come into our county executives, county by county, to speak to our members on the various, you know, speaking about blood pressure, getting your cholesterol checked, and going through dietary and healthy eating and all of that. And it's been very, very effective, and it's still ongoing. And we've had so many checks as well that they have done for us within the various counties. We've had over 300 checks done throughout the country. We don't have them all done yet, but, you know, it's creating another awareness as well. And I'd say to people, definitely, you know, if they don't get their blood pressure checks, they should do. You know, no sooner than yesterday we were in Grange, and an awful lot of farmers did it there, and they were actually queuing up to do it in the Irish Heart Foundation. They were there, they had 3 nurses, and they, you know, there's lots of cases there where people don't actually, you know, say, well, I'll go tomorrow, or I don't have time to go to the doctor. But it's a very, very good initiative, and we're going to keep that up. Yeah. Going forward.
Maura Canning there, the IFA Farm Family Committee chairperson. And on a local level, one new initiative introduced this year is a special deal arranged with the IFA to encourage farmers to replace worn or damaged PTO shafts and covers. The following retailers are offering a discount on PTO shafts and covers during Farm Safety Week, and also on July the 21st, which is National Farm Safety Day. The retailers concerned are Lennon Agricultural Supplies, Donegal Tractors, Inishowen Tractors, Cowan Brothers, Donegal Farm Machinery, McGinty Tractors and Orivo. Well, that's it for tonight's programme. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.